Today called for a cold beer. Sadly, Bobby wasn't old enough to have one. That didn't always stop him, but it did at work. Sitting in the passenger seat of the delivery truck, he idly sipped at his water bottle, wishing Vern would get the damned air conditioning fixed already. That would mean taking the truck out of service for a couple of days, though, and that would mean no deliveries for a couple of days, and that would mean all these poor people would have to wait a couple of extra days to get their damned crap. What's next? Jimbo drove. He was older, and that made the insurance cheaper. The truck stopped for a light, and he peered over as Bobby picked up the clipboard with a list. Bobby sighed heavily. Washer and dryer. I'll take stairs in and out. No bet, Jimbo groaned. Not today. They definitely got stairs inside and outside. Probably have to go up 3 flights or something. Man, why they always gotta get this stuff when it's hotter than Satan's balls or raining all the heck?
Mama always says suffering builds character.
Yeah, well, I got enough character to last me till infinity, then. Bobby snorted with amusement and shook his head. Probably don't got AC, neither.
Maybe if it's a hot housewife, we can get some lemonade out of her.
Jimbo smirked. You ain't old enough to be talking about hot housewives.
And you ain't single enough to. Don't mean we can't.
Bobby grinned broadly. Oh, yeah? What about Mandy? The grin died, fast and hard, and fell into a mild scowl. Bobby turned to stare out the side window. When he didn't answer, Jimbo nudged him with an elbow. What happened? I thought you were crazy about her. Bobby shrugged and sighed.
She up and left for New York City, like she'd been talking about for months.
Damn. How long ago?
A week now. That was last Monday.
I should have said something, Bobby. I'd gotten you a beer or something, at least.
Shrugging again, he couldn't come up with a good response to that and kept his mouth shut while watching the city go past the window. It hadn't been the worst thing that ever happened to him. Still, he didn't really care for what she said when she dumped him. A guy had to have aspirations, apparently. Dreams. Hopes for something better. Plans. If she'd asked him to go with her, he would have. She made it clear his services as a boyfriend were no longer required or wanted.